Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, so the baseball story will not go away, Jonas. And, you know, like Major League Baseball was hoping that they could put the kibosh and people wouldn't talk too much about it, especially, you know, with spring training coming up. It's the talk of baseball, right? Yeah. Every time a player comes in, they're asked about the scandal and people are just going off. Yesterday, we're going to play both sounds because we want to play yesterday's sound of Astros owner Jim Crane, who was talking out of both sides of his mouth. One minute he's saying it didn't impact anything, and the next thing he goes, well, it probably impacted the World Series and them winning. So let's hear Jim Crane. This was yesterday, and then we'll hear about reaction today.
You know, our opinion is, you know, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Jim, sign stealing is a distinct advantage for the hitter. So how is it that it doesn't affect competition? So then what are you guys apologizing for?
We're apologizing because we broke the rules.
But isn't sign stealing a distinct advantage for the hitter, so doesn't it automatically impact competition?
It could possibly do that. It could possibly not.
Oh, thank you.
I swear to God, I've heard mimes give better press conferences.
I mean, what was that? Sometimes, you know what? You're better off having somebody write a statement for you and read it.
Sammy, you can criticize Sammy Sosa all you want. He gave everybody the blueprint for this. No habla inglés.
Is that right?
It's just that easy.
Was that
before? Well, your last name's Crane. Yeah, but they left the Z off the
end.
Come on. No habla inglés. Works every time.
All right, so Cody Bellinger stepped to the plate for the Dodgers.
Oh, God.
And Cody, you know what? If you weren't a Cody Bellinger fan, I know you don't want to hear this. But here's a young guy who is not holding back, not mentioning his words, not trying to play the politically correct. And you could act like, well, you know, it's a bad thing for baseball and it's unfortunate and we have to move past it. No, he didn't do that. You're talking about me with the gauntlet. He came out with guns a-blazing. Let's hear from Cody Bellinger.
Thought the apologies were whatever. I thought Jim Crane's was weak. I thought Manfred's punishment was weak, giving him immunity. I mean, these guys were cheating for 3 years. You know, I think what people don't realize is Altuve stole an MVP from Judge in 17. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us. Personally, I lost respect for those guys. I think I would say everyone in the show, in the big leagues, lost respect for those guys.
Hey. Yeah,
it's brave, man.
I want to hit this, though. And I know you're not that big on the apologies because it's happened. It can't be changed. But here's the one thing. Will you agree? The Major League Baseball Players Association is the strongest union in the country.
100%.
No ifs, ands, or buts,
right? Yes, absolutely.
Is this, here's a breaking of the ranks. Usually they're together. And no matter what goes on, a strike or whatever, they usually stick together and don't point fingers at each other.
Yeah.
Very seldom. This is the first time that I'm starting to see, it's not just Cody Bellinger, but other players who are ripping the Astros. Even a couple of players, Rob G., on the record, said, would I throw at them? I might. Rod Stripling, who was traded right from the Dodgers, he said, I mean, on the record, you don't normally say, I'm going to throw at somebody. You don't want that on the record because if you do, you're going to get suspended and lose money. But I think there's this level of cheating has splintered the union from the standpoint that the Astros, I really believe, Jonas, persona non grata. Like, they crossed the line. Everybody's trying to get an edge. Everybody's trying to look at the catcher to see if he's not covering up his signs, right? You're on second base. That's all a part of the game. If I could relay, if you're on second base and you could relay me that a curveball's coming, you would do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And everybody would be cool with that.
Yeah.
But with the technology and what they did, I think they crossed the line, and it's going to be interesting how they're treated. You know all the camaraderie with baseball players before the game, palling up, dapping everybody, right?
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think the MLB Players Association is happy with what Cody Bellinger just said? Because I'll bet they're not. because that's the same association that gets you guys the contracts that you've gotten. It's the same association that is the envy of every other players association from
Without
the NBA
question.
To the NFL. Why don't you ask NFL players, and I've talked to former NFL players, what they would do for some of the things that their players association has done.
They can't believe the baseball compared to what they have.
Look, it's what I was saying yesterday, man. Don't throw stones if you live in a glass house. And I think there's a lot of glass houses in Major League Baseball and a lot of people that are saying, hey guys, we get it. They crossed the line. They're scumbags for doing so. They lied. They cheated. They're frauds. But let's go ahead and try and move forward, because if we start digging deep enough, we're going to find problems with anybody. It's exactly why. You know who never comes out and criticizes a college coach for illegal activity going on in a program? Other college coaches. And do you want to know why? Because those other college coaches might be doing something too. It's why nobody goes out and criticizes their own kind.
No, I get it. With this, and there's a fraternity, but I'm saying in this case, when you think about the competitiveness and what it takes to make it to the major leagues, which is an honor, only 800 jobs, let's be honest. It's 330 million people. Only 800 people are good enough to hit a fastball and fail 7 out of 10 times to stay in the major leagues, or even less than that, you know. So I think there is – I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But I really believe this struck a nerve. And even when Cody Bellinger, to me – brings up that Altuve stole an MVP from, I mean, that's digging. That you could just say, this is terrible. I can't, you know, like the whole idea of it. All these people have worked hard for whatever. But to really dig into that and bring that up and say, you stole an MVP from Judge. How in the world, Cody Bellinger and Altuve going to be cool? Are they going to be cool on before the game?
But listen, if I were Major League Baseball or the Players Association, I would tell guys, listen, man, we know what happened was wrong. But the reason those guys have immunity is because of us, because of our strength.
That's true. That's 100%
true. You can't let a couple of bad apples try and break down the foundation of what is the best thing going for players when it comes to all professional sports in this country. The Major League Baseball Players Association is the top of the pedestal, top of the food chain when it comes to continuity and unity, hands down, and it's not even close. I would say this. You guys want to handle this? Do it in these games. You know, I know you're going to be asked a bunch of questions, but man, we're moving on. We're trying to get over it. Obviously, something terrible happened, but like, don't talk about threatening guys like you're going to hit guys. Just go out and do it. Make it happen on the field. Make your stance there. I just think if you were to pin down Major League Baseball Players Association and you were to ask them, hey, you got a problem with what's going on here? They would say, yeah, I feel like we've got to move on and handle this on the field. Because you remember when Major League, the Players Association came out last year? You and I talked about this. There was this delay on wanting to give these big contracts out for guys. Bryce
Harper.
Right,
remember they waited almost till the season.
Craig Kimbrell is probably a Hall of Famer, and he couldn't get a job because there was nobody that was willing to pay him. Same with Dallas Keuchel and a bunch of other players the past couple of years.
Who had to sit out the first 6 weeks of the season.
And the Players Association spoke out and said, this is crazy. The owners are conspiring to not give us, like, that's one thing. You're calling out the opposite.
Right.
But when you start calling out your own, you're treading on certain waters there, because look, I'm hearing about all these players that are saying, like Cody Bellinger said in that statement, you know, they were cheating for 3 years. When did you find out they were cheating? Because if you didn't say anything back then, to come out now after you lost the World Series, I don't know, a little bit hypocritical. I would just encourage, unless you've got a totally 100% clean sheet and you got no skeletons in your closet, don't let anybody come over and inspect the closet. That's all I would say. Because I feel like there's a lot of people who've done a lot of bad things in baseball the past couple of years, and it's why they didn't say anything at the time. If they knew somebody was cheating, they should have come out and said it. But they didn't, because they knew they were probably doing something not on the books as well, too.
This is amazing. I mean, you're right. You don't hear this where player against player.
It's bad, man.
And this is why I think that this has really struck a nerve, because it hasn't stopped. And I don't know where the Astros are going to be. Do you expect? You know, there were some fans who Dodger fan and Yankee fans who have already bought tickets. I think the Astros open up the season against the Angels.
Yeah.
To go out to the stadium and boo them. And they'll probably be roundly booed at every stadium.
Yeah.
Players, I don't know how much they're going to interact with them, right? Do you? I don't know what to expect this year.
Well, they're going to be booed everywhere they go. They're the villains. Like, they're going to be the villains of Major League Baseball. They're going to be booed, and everybody recognizes what's happening with the Houston Astros. I just think, like, if I know these guys are going to come out and they're going to make these threats, like, we're going to throw at them, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. That's all good and well. I find it a little odd that we can both agree on this. Major League Baseball had an opportunity to do the right thing. Take away the trophy, vacate the World Series. They didn't do it. Okay, so now you got to deal with that. And at the same time, no player was punished. So the fact that no player was punished is telling Cody Bellinger and these other players, hey, man, you may not like it, but that's how strong our union is.
Well, no,
that our guys aren't even being punished.
And you know what? That is true. That's where that came from.
Yeah, like...
Because there's also a burden of proof. There was a player, a minor leaguer who came up, and I don't know his name, but he came up to the team, and they started to explain to him what they do. And he said, stop. This guy trying to get on the team was, you know, just added to the roster.
Yeah.
Stop. Not interested. I don't want to know. Don't show me. Do you know what I mean? Like, this dude refused to even want to see what they were talking about. So it's pretty interesting.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
So you remember like a while back, Rob Parker, when Myles Garrett took off Mason Rudolph's helmet and then hit him over the head with
it?
You remember that was on national TV? It was a Fox game. It was Steelers, Browns. It was for you know, I know violent, whatever you want to call it. I was saying at the time, it was phenomenal television.
No, it was
great TV.
You can't do that.
But it was great TV. I mean, you know, it's like, come on. Like, it's not ideal, but neither are car accidents, and everybody stops to look at them. So it was an incredible moment. I don't think a moment that nobody will forget. Well, afterwards, Myles Garrett, and this was way afterwards, after his apology, after his explanation, said that Mason Rudolph used a racial slur. Well, that sort of got ignored. It's been months and months, and we finished the football season, and Myles Garrett was reinstated. Well, he sat down recently with Mina Kimes of ESPN, and he talked about the allegation.
You call me a stupid N-word. I don't say the N-word, whether it's, you know, with A, E-R. To me, personally, it just shouldn't be said, and whether it's known by family, friends, anyone. So when he said it, you know, it kind of sparked something, but I still tried to let it go and still walk away. Once he came back, it kind of reignited the situation.
So that was Myles Garrett doubling down on the use of a racial slur by Mason Rudolph back in their game on Thursday Night Football. That involved the helmet being ripped off and bashed over the head.
Okay. You want me to jump in, or are you going to, what's your take on it? I want to hear what you have to say first.
Right. I think he's full of crap.
Okay.
That's what I believe.
Why?
Okay, because I think he went into his meeting with the NFL and he was trying to get out a lesser punishment.
And some sympathy,
yeah,
right?
And I think that he walked into that meeting and he made the claim that there was a racial slur used, not thinking that the details of the meeting with the NFL were going to get made public.
Which they did come out.
Yep. And now that it's been made public, he can either say, well, you know, I spoke out of turn and apologize for it and just admit that he was lying, or he can double down on it. And it's exactly what he did. He doubled down on it. And he doubled down on it because there is no proof that Mason Rudolph didn't say it. But let me tell you this. If in the heat of the moment, social media is coming down on me, the NFL is coming down on me, fans are coming down on me, opposing players are coming down on me for an act, a violent act that could have killed somebody on national television, that's the moment when you let everybody know, hey, what I did was wrong, but that guy called me the N-word. He never said a peep. It wasn't until days later and after an apology to Mason Rudolph. Well, I don't know. Rob, listen, I've never been called the N-word before, but if somebody did call me the N-word and I was black, I wouldn't apologize and then continue on with my anger. Like, I would have said something at the time. He didn't. He waited until his meeting with the NFL. He didn't think it was going to be made public. And then when it was, he had no choice but to double down after he refused to acknowledge that what he said was a lie. That's what I believe.
Here's my problem. I don't know what was said. He claims it. Mason Rudolph says no. And, you know, whenever you have a he said, she said, you would think that people wouldn't do that. I mean, you don't want to just be throwing that out. Mason Rudolph has to live with it if it's false. It's not fair. And if Mason Rudolph did say it, then he should be
absolutely
pushed back on, and people have the right to come down on him. My biggest issue is I can't believe you say, like, you know, with Mike's around. But there are other players who were in that scrum. Yeah. They weren't. It wasn't mano a mano, and nobody else was there.
Right.
I can't believe that that was said. Nobody else heard it. And if the other black players heard it, seriously, why are they protecting Mason Rudolph? He's not a star.
Right.
He's not Big Ben. He's not celebrated. There's no, he's a backup quarterback who's not even that good.
Right.
What do they owe him to protect him if that guy said that in a locker room? We know the NFL's what, almost 70% black, right?
Yes.
So what why would you protect Mason Rudolph? That would be my issue. Why? Nobody else heard that? I can't believe you could be that close.
Do you remember when Mike?
You see the players jump on Garrett right after he swung the helmet.
You remember when Mike Pouncey got suspended? I think he got suspended for two games or a game, or maybe he was fined. I forget the exact punishment because he used the N-word. Like Mike Pouncey, like they hear it, like it's clearly heard, and that was a black player who was using it. If a white player used it, a la Riley Cooper years ago, if you remember that disaster, then it's going to be a bigger story. But there's one person saying that Mason Rudolph said the N-word, and nobody else. Like, it's not like nobody else heard it. No mic anywhere. No, and like some of the later comments he had were like almost alluding to the fact that it was a cover up, and there was this. It's like, man,
why would there be a cover up? All they need is one Pittsburgh Steeler that said, "Dude, I heard it." And
yes,
right?
And nobody said it.
And I'm still waiting. I can't believe he whispered it in his ear. I'm serious. If you were to say that in an angry moment, wouldn't it blurt out? I'm just asking
yes,
you.
Yes.
Wouldn't it? Or did you just whisper it?
Are you asking me to try it on the air right now?
No, that's not okay. I want you to hold on to your dream.
No, but in all kidding aside, yes, 100%. You would say it out of anger.
It would be out of anger. It would be loud. It would be other people are within earshot of it.
If you when you were a kid and you got in a fight with somebody, whether it be a sibling or a kid at school, and the kid did something, but everybody was coming down on you for retaliating, wouldn't one of the first thing you said would? But wait a second, he started because he did. That was never said. In the heat of the moment, never said. It was days later talking to the NFL when the accusation was made.
I think that if it were the case and to say why I came undone and I went off berserk, I would have said that right in the locker room right after 100%. The reporters came to me.
Multiple opportunities.
I would have said, dude, this dude set me off. I don't like that word. I've never been called it, and it fired me up. It took something out. It changed me.
And let me tell you something.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then I would be like, okay, well, that's maybe why he snapped. Because swinging a helmet, and I keep telling everybody, dude, me and you could get into an argument. Me and you could get into a fight. As soon as I go to the car and get a bat, it's criminal.
Yeah.
Swinging a helmet, he's lucky he didn't tear his eye out.
Or he's lucky.
Or he didn't puncture his eardrum.
Or the crown of the helmet down, and he hit him on the top of the head. I mean, everybody's seen the movie Unfaithful. You take a snow globe to a guy's head when you find out he's been sleeping with your wife, bad things are going to happen. Okay? Bad things are going to happen. But I think this is what he did. Is no matter what happens, because there's no real way for Mason Rudolph to prove that he didn't do it. That's the terrible thing.
It is. Like there's no other way. You could say I didn't say it.
Yes,
but it's out there, and now, like you said, he just doubled down on this latest interview, and I don't know. I mean, I'm saying I find it. I just couldn't imagine making that story up. But I think it just, because he didn't talk about it right away, doesn't mean it didn't, I don't know, I wasn't there. But I will say, if I were to weigh both stories, it would be hard for me to be on his side only because he didn't bring it up, and only because nobody else heard it. And I don't believe that another black player heard it who was in that scrum who's protected Mason Rudolph. I don't believe that.
He ruined Mason Rudolph's career. Like, it's what he did. Like, he ruined his career because Mason Rudolph has no ability to prove that it didn't happen because it's just such an outlandish claim. If nobody heard it, but one person is saying it did. That's why I'm wondering, is there grounds for some sort of a legal action by Mason Rudolph and his team? Like, do they file a defamation lawsuit? I don't know a damn thing about law, but that's one thing that I've thought about because that is a damning accusation to make that changes the course of your career.
How people look at you, it's really, and that's why.
Have you heard from Riley Cooper since he left the NFL?
No.
I haven't.
No.
Yeah.
And it was a miracle that he even stuck around after that whole thing.
It's over. And I think he got a contract extension afterwards, if I'm not mistaken. I'm almost positive he got a contract extension. But the point being,
he did.
Yeah. Once you're labeled as that or somebody makes an accusation like that, if you have no ability to prove that it was wrong, there's going to be a segment of the population, there's going to be certain fans that absolutely 100% believe that you are a racist and you said the word. It's terrible, man.
Oh, yeah. It's a tough spot to be in.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So what do you got? You got a beef with me or something? We go back and forth.
It's not a beef. It's a I could never ever do this. All right. So and I preface this by saying I was standing next to you when you decided you were never going to go to El Pollo Loco again. Because
Rob G, how many months ago was that?
All right, so it's a long time ago.
Am I right?
So here at Fox Sports Radio, there are limited options around the studio to eat. You've got, there's a couple of bars across the street, but if you want something fast, there's one fast food place, it's El Pollo Loco,
yep.
And then there's a Whole Foods, which is just a sick, twisted joke for radio people when you put a Whole Foods there, which we've dubbed Whole Paychecks.
Right.
And for radio people, I mean, what can you afford in there? You know, a half glass of water.
I can't. Yeah. I can't do it.
I know. You're struggling there. Rob Parker struggling with his Rolex.
Struggling.
What'd you say?
Struggling.
With his Rolex on that you can see from space. So Rob Parker decided he was going to go over to El Pollo Loco, and you were just going to get a soda. So you got a soda. And I'm standing next to you when the woman tells you how much the soda cost. And you proceed to say, well,
I ain't paying it.
You're like, it wasn't that much yesterday. And she didn't know what to say. She's just an employee. It's not her rules. And in front of her, you say, and I quote, this is the last time you'll see me here. She was terrified. Like this celebrity.
I'm not a celebrity.
This 6'4" beastly man walks in and is looking down on this poor woman who's probably making minimum wage, just trying to hustle to make ends meet. And you're telling her that extra 22 cents is the make or break of whether or not you will grace them with your presence again.
Rob G, have I bought a fountain drink from there since?
No, you have not.
I was mortified.
And you know, because I've gone out and bought fountain drinks for both of us, because we both like the fountain. We have cans here you could buy. I just don't like the can as much as I like a fountain drink.
Yeah, and so I was mortified. And so that happened. And then you proceed to tell last week a story about the local McDonald's. So again, I'll paint the picture because it's radio. Imagine the radio station, and if you hang a quick left at the stoplight and just go straight down, what would you say, like 3-4 blocks?
Yeah, it's not that far.
3-4 blocks, there's a McDonald's. Well, that McDonald's has been under construction because they were remodeling it. It was a really old, vintage-looking McDonald's. And so that McDonald's was under construction, and so they finally opened up. And on their grand opening, they had, what was it, Big Macs for $1 or $2?
Yeah, that was $1.
Yeah, $1 for a Big Mac up until 2 o'clock. Rob Parker showed up at 2:20, all right? Now, first issue I have with Rob Parker, he tried to use his celebrity to cut corners and get the $1 Big Mac 20 minutes after it was over, all right? And I'm sure you pulled the, do you know who I am?
I would never do that. I've never said that in my life.
So he put up enough of a stink that Rob Parker, you know, that Rob Parker on Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports Radio, and a celebrity who gets his picture taken every time he goes out because everybody wants a little piece of Rob Parker. That Rob Parker, you know, the guy who was slinging Fox Sports Radio gear during the holidays for 50 and 60 bucks a pop. That Rob Parker put up enough stink for showing up 20 minutes late to the $1 Big Mac special and the grand opening that what did they end up doing?
I said, that's not right. I just got off of work and I came straight here.
Which was a lie.
No, I was. But I didn't say it was at USC. And they gave me the Big Mac for a dollar.
Yeah.
I just said. I mean. I knew you guys were reopening. I was trying to get here. It wasn't like I came at 4 o'clock. It was 2:20.
And did you do the Rob Parker move, because I've seen it in person, to where you just open your hands up, both of them out to the side, almost like you're getting ready to do some sort of a karate move, like you're doing the crane kick.
No, I was just like,
and then you look around and go, and you just shake your head at them, just give them the look, like I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
That's exactly it. I'm not mad, disappointed that you wouldn't take care of your customer. And you know what? They got a customer for life because they weren't holding steadfast to the 2 o'clock deadline. They understood that I wanted to get here. I wanted to get in on the $1 Big Mac.
Yeah. Yeah. Customer for life until he finds out Mr. Pibbs have gone up 9 cents and he's never going back there again.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I ain't paying for
He's that. Not. I can assure you he's not paying for that.
Rob G, is that cheap or is that just being a good consumer?
Oh, yeah. Ask Rob Guerra.
Rob knows. Yeah. Rob is on par with me.
Yeah. The guy who, the only reason he missed it, he hates having a cell phone is because he used to like when people used to have pay phones, he would go check for leftover change and quarters in the little pocket there.
That's right.
Ask Rob Guerra. Like, he's going to back. Of course,
my phone's not even on right now because the Wi-Fi doesn't work here and I don't want to get charged.
You don't want to get charged. Yeah. But,
like, the two Robs are robbing the rest of us. That's the problem.
You know what, Rob? Jonas is not invited to our free Vegas weekend anymore.
That's right.
When we're getting free stuff, you're paying full price.
All right, listen, I don't even want to know how you guys got Vegas for free. All right, no. They're handing out pamphlets on the strip. All right, with details.
But there's nothing wrong with asking. I'm a customer and I was a little late. And the whole grand, I wanted to be a part of it. That's my McDonald's.
I wanted to be a part of it. Are you spinning that crap? The only McDonald's in America?
This is my McDonald's. And I wanted to share the grand opening of the new restaurant. You know, me and Ronald, you know, they had Ronald there.
This spin job.
And I was just like, you know, I come here all the time. I knew Ronald before he was McDonald's.
Oh, my God. This spin, this is the biggest spin job I've ever seen.
And they looked at me. I batted my eyes. I got big brown eyes. I batted them a couple times. And I was like, I guess I won't be having lunch today. And
that is disgusting. That behavior is disgusting. Because I guarantee you, somebody had just walked in 5 minutes before him who really could have used the dollar off their burger.
Oh, you
and
mean
they
like,
didn't get the same treatment.
You mean like the FedEx workers I saw who got turned away?
Of course. But once again,
they got $4.75 for a Big Mac. What are they complaining
once
about?
Once again, Rob Parker gets the break. Of course.
Well, Jonas, I have a related story. Now Rob Parker had a fantastic weekend in Vegas, went like a month ago, and he posted a picture on Instagram, as he's been known to do, of a fantastic steak and lobster meal that he had with a dessert and some drinks. And he posted the receipt on there, and on there it shows that he was charged for two separate Diet Cokes, which means that when he got his second one, it was not a free refill. Now, I know Rob Parker, and Rob normally would have caused a stink about it. So I commented on it. I said, Rob, I can't believe they charged you for two Diet Cokes. He didn't respond. He sees me the next day. Well, they did comp me the meal, so I didn't want to say anything about it.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to complain about complain about the Diet Cokes.
Oh, my God. I did, like, it's I'm, like, blushing. Like, I'm almost embarrassed. Like, this is so cheap.
You should be proud of me. I'm very frugal and smart with my money. And I do, Rob G, you always complain that I got expensive sneakers. But I'm saving money on other things, on fountain drinks and Big Macs so that I could buy $700 sneakers.
Do you see that new tire that Rob is designing? It stops on a dime and then picks it up.
Is that right?
Rob got a $90,000 car and he's mad he got to put premium in it.
I know.
I'm putting unleaded, putting the premium.
Now this, because you are traveling, are you going to pull your travel trick that you do every time you do this?
Which one?
When you take clothes that you don't want anymore and you leave them in the room and then shop for new ones?
You know I'm dropping off some clothes in Chicago. Wait a minute. Just think about it this way. If they're going to charge you like $35 a bag, say if you take two bags, that's 70 each way.
Yeah.
That's $140. If I bring old clothes that I'm not wearing, that gives me, I could shop with $140, or you know what I mean, what I could save and not bringing them back.
So where are you going to put those old clothes? Are you going to layer up and get on the plane?
I'll have a couple things. Yeah, because
you're going to wear multiple outfits on the plane so you don't have to pay for luggage.
And then I'll take it off as I get on the plane.
This is insane, man. This is absolutely insane.
You guys will appreciate me as time goes by. You'll be like, you know what? Rob was a smart guy, man. He was really smart. I see Isabel. She's a college student. She's taking notes, and she should. She's taking notes. She's saying, this guy's like the smartest guy I've been around.
This is insane what is happening here. You've lost your mind.
All right.